Blessed Father, we thank you. Thank you for the ancient word. Thank you because before we were born, this word was established in heaven. Thank you because this word is here to change us. Thank you because this is the same word that Daniel, the same word that Joseph ran with, and their lives was filled with testimonies. And this same word has been handed over to us so that our lives will be filled with testimonies. We ask that your word will impact. Take me away from before your people so that your word can impact us. Do what only you can do, my Father, and bless us. Change us from within. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to your name, my Father. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at your neighbor and say, you are highly favored. Walk to five people and tell them you are highly favored. I can see the favor of God upon your life. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. Glory be to God. 1 Chronicles 12, 22 to 40. Please, my reader.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him. Until it was a great host.
Until those people coming became a great host.
Like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war.
Go ahead.
And came to David the Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him.
They came to David to turn the kingdom of Saul to him.
According to the word of the Lord.
According to the word of the Lord.
The children of Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800.
Judah, 6,800.
Ready and armed to war.
They were armed to war.
Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war. 7,100.
These ones, you are 7,100.
Of the children of Levi, 4,600.
Levites, 4,600.
Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronite, and with him were 3,700.
Continue.
And Zadok, a young man, mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains.
People were gathering themselves. Continue.
And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 300.
Even people of Saul, the kindred of Saul. Do you know what it means? The people that were supposed to say, these are our own. They left Saul because of favor and came towards David to help him.
For hitherto, the greatest part of them that had kept the word of the house of Saul. And the children of Ephraim, 20,800.
See how they are increasing. 20,000 from Ephraim. Continue.
Mighty men of valor, famous throughout the host of their fathers.
Continue, ma'am.
And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000. Which were expressed by name to come and make David king.
These guys were experienced. They came to make David king. Everyone had one purpose. To do what? To make David king. Continue.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times.
These men had the understanding of times. They still came to help David.
To know what Israel ought to do.
Continue.
The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment.
Continue.
Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, experts in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank.
David didn't have the expert of war, but these guys had expertise for war, and they came to help him. Continue.
They were not of double hearts.
David had not spoken to them, but these guys by themselves had a meeting and decided we must make David king. No one out of 50,000 was saying no. The whole plan was one heart. We must make him king. Continue.
And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear, 37,000.
Go Go ahead, ma'am.
And of the Danites, experts in war, 28,600.
Experts of war. Go ahead.
And of Asher, such went forth to battle, experts in war, 40,000.
Continue, ma'am.
And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half tribe of Manasseh, with all manners of instruments of war for battle, and 120,000.
David did not buy instruments. These ones came with their own instruments for war to help David. Continue.
All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king.
Continue, ma'am.
And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them.
The one that shocked me was that why they were coming. Usually they will expect, you will expect that at least David, we have come, prepare food for us. No, they even came because the guys had prepared food and said, when you go to make him king, this is what you will eat and drink. Don't bother David. Your job is just to make him king. Continue.
Moreover, they that were near them, even unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses and on camels and on mules and oxen and meat, meal, cakes of figs and branches of rising and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel.
For there was joy in Israel. What was causing this joy? Everyone wanted to make one man king. None of them. They didn't ask why should he be king. They simply said everyone with one mission was going to make him king. They had one mission, just to make him king of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, life in itself will be very hard without favor. If you try to do life on your own, depending on your strength and your intelligence, you will suffer a lot. I told us last week that there are two layers of favor. We have what is called favor with God, and we have what is called favor with man. David enjoyed these two levels of favor, such that God said, I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I will anoint him. Says, I will beat down his foes before his face. Psalm 89, verse 20 down. When you read further, he said, even if the children disobey God, I will remember the sure mercies of David, and I will rescue them. That was with God. When it came to favor with man, David had it as well, such that David had people coming to make him king. We have read over 100, almost 1 million people coming, and their whole aim was to make him king. And I remember telling you last week that our father in the law, Pastor E. Adeboye, is one mortal man I have seen who enjoys his favor. Because I went to the convention and I saw people forgetting that time is money, spending it in a place for 10 days without recourse to what happens and the monies they are losing at that time. When we got to the camp and I saw the kind of meat and the kind of food that was, I was asking myself, how did this man gather everyone here and was feeding them for the last 7 days? There has to be one answer, and that is favor. So this morning, in the part two of my discourse, I want to quickly open your eyes to the key functions and benefits of favor. Key functions and benefits of favor. If you listen carefully to what she read already, you would have seen them. But let me just help you itemize them so that it's brought to context. Number one, supernatural promotion and elevation. Supernatural promotion and elevation. Genesis 39, verse 21 to 23. Genesis 39, 21 to 23. The Lord was with him. Of course, talking about Joseph. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden, because of favor, put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. 23. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care. Remember, this was a prisoner. He said the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success, if you like, favor in whatever he did. Favor moves a person from obscurity to positions of power and influence. Usually, favor bypasses normal human protocols to enthrone that person. While I was meditating about this, I recall many of us were not so young. So we remember when President Jonathan became president in Nigeria. How many of us remember that incident? Who remembers? President Jonathan. If you understand the politics of this country, you will know that it is practically impossible for someone from the South in his region to become president. You will know. Let me remind many of us who don't remember. Jonathan was simply a lecturer in the university. He didn't have plans for politics. Suddenly, his governor then, Alamesia, who remembers him, said he was looking for a deputy. And I hope you know, in Nigeria, anybody who is deputy, you are practically spare tire. You are not useful for anything. I hope you know. Some of you don't know that one. Let me leave that one. But he brought the guy to become deputy governor. Just put him there. At least he's a cool guy. You know, they like people who are loyal at that level. So, of course, he will be loyal. He doesn't have ambition. He's just a lecturer at the university. So, let's help him with that one. That was how he became deputy governor. I don't know how long it took, but all we suddenly knew that at some point, something happened to Alamesia, right? And before you knew it, Jonathan became the governor. Is it not? Without election. Because the moment the governor, anything happens to him, the next person will take over. Follow this trajectory. So that when I say you should pray today, you will shout very well. Some of you are very gentle. You are gentlemen and women, and that is why you may stay long in captivity. This thing I'm telling you, you need to press into it. Before you knew it, our president, Musa Yar'Adua, was contesting for presidency, remember? And said, who do we make his running mate? Somebody that will be quiet, that will not have ambition, just be nice, be a nice person. Most times, our vice presidents are nice people. Very nice, unassuming men that will just come in. Obasanjo just said, let's bring that boy, Jonathan. Let's make him your vice. Your vice. And of course, you know the election was rigged. I don't want to go into that one. I'm sure you know that. PDP arranged it. Suddenly, they were in power. I don't know how long Yar'Adua. 2 years. He was spent about 2 years. Suddenly, they said he wants to go vacation. He wants to go abroad. And before you know it, something happened. Our president did not come back. Without election, Jonathan became president. Sir, if the first one was coincidence, the second one cannot be coincidence. I am bringing these things because it happened in our country right before us. We saw it. So that when you are praying, there is a way you be long for it. Spiritual things are fragile, guys. And usually they come by desire and by intense hunger. When a man is hungry for something, he attracts it. I'm telling you. But if a man is just casual about it, see, the subject of favor is not something you should be casual about. In this career that I am in, I have seen people do it for 20, 25 years, 30 years, and end up non-entities. Let me help you understand it. They will keep wasting your time in one level. You'll be there for 10 years, 15 years. Meanwhile, people that become MDs, you cannot do it above 60, which means anything you are doing, make sure you get it before 50 to 60. But these people will keep you in one level for 10, 15 years. You will now be 45. You are still level 2 or level 3. My question is, if you are at 45 and you are level 3, at what point will you get to MD? You don't want to be MD. Are you getting what I'm saying? How much will you save in Nigeria to buy a car? Should I talk about building? How much do you think you will save? If you are very good with savings, how much will you save to the point you say, you don't reach, but yeah, you can build a house? Do you know what it takes to build a shop? Shop. So I'm saying that so that you get angry, that your salary will not build you a shop. That's what I'm saying. If favor does not distinguish you, you will sweat like your father and die without achieving anything in this life. I told us last week that even Jesus, our Lord, needed favor to walk on this earth. The Bible says he grew, right, in stature. Luke 2 verse 52. He grew and had favor with God and favor with man. So which means if Jesus could not do ministry without favor, sir, if you want to try it without favor, you will suffer a lot. So the number one thing favor does for you, just like we saw in the case of Jonathan, President Jonathan, is that it promotes you and elevates you at times by passing protocols. So when it was now time to do an election for PDP, they did everything to kick him out. It's not possible. Think about it. Everything possible, because the guy scattered the whole political arrangement in Nigeria, if you know what I mean. Jonathan scattered it. God came into the position and created space for him to show that he's the King of Kings and brought him in against all the power brokers and everything they planned to do. It didn't work. He became their presidential candidate. And he went in for the elections. And the party structure gave him presidency. This was a common lecturer. I don't know who you are here. I don't know how much your parents have suffered. I don't know what your father has suffered. Your mom has suffered so much. And they've told you, my son, in our family, this is our lot. We cannot do more than this. I came to show you a more excellent way. Favor will distinguish you. Amen. You are not talking like you understand. Listen. These days, please let me beg you, when I talk, don't take it for granted. I have seen too many miracles to know that when I talk, it's not normal. I said, just in case, there are places your family members do not get to. Your parents have explained to you that this is our level. You know, there is a way parents will call you and say, my son, don't be too ambitious. In our family, this is the lot, our lot. We cannot do beyond this. This is our limit. I've told us before, I was the first graduate in my own family, my own clan. We know they go university. So I knew. Guess what? That play came to my family too. My dad had a meeting with all of us and said, the way things are going, I don't have money for many of these things. Please. We'll just see how we are going to manage. The man had checked front, checked back, calculated things, and said, no, it's not possible. We can't afford it. But there was something within me. You know, there are children you give birth to. They are uncommon children. Something said, listen, at GS3, I had uncles coming to tell me to come and do this thing. You know, if you are Igbo, you know what I mean. They will come and call you to come and serve. At GS3, they had coming to tell me. I looked at my future. What I was seeing doesn't look like that part. I'm not saying you will have money. You will have money. But you will be a non-entity. You will have money, quite all right. But I knew that The future I was seeing was not that. I knew that a lot will depend on my going to school. So even in a family where people were not going to university, I didn't just go to university. I graduated, did my MBA. And where I currently sit, it is not possible from my family lineage that someone should sit there. It's not possible. But favor brought me here. Anyone listening to me that they've told you, your family, my son, my daughter, don't aspire too much. This is our lot. I came to speak as the prophet of God over this house. Favor will distinguish you. I said favor will distinguish you. In places where nobody can speak up for you, favor will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Number two, functions of favor and benefits of favor is that divine provision and compensation follows you. Divine provision and compensation. Exodus 3, 21 to 22. My reader, help me. Exodus 3, 21 to 22. Exodus 3, 21 to 22.
Exodus 3, 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
And it shall come to pass that when ye go.
And it shall come to pass when ye go.
Ye shall not go empty.
Ye shall not go empty.
But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor.
Every woman shall borrow of her neighbor.
And of her that sojourneth in her house.
And of her that sojourneth in her house.
Jewels of silver and jewels of gold.
Collect jewels of silver, gold. Collect everything.
And raiment.
And raiment. Clothes.
And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters.
You will put it on your sons. These are slaves. On your sons and daughters.
And ye shall spoil the Egyptians.
And ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Favor causes divine provision and compensation. Look up. I went through the university on the scholarship of favor. So when I'm teaching you, it's experiential. I'm not telling you what they told me. Sir, when I was going to school, my mom looked at me and gave me two wrappers. My son, this is what we can afford. I was even happy that at least I had school fees first. So those other ones were not the problem. At least these two wrappers will. But she told me, for you to know that your parents serve a God who is alive, he will sustain you. Sir, I went to the university. And everything I did through school resonated that favor was involved. How my school fees were paid, how I lived through school was done by favor. Listen, I know for you, education is a right. For some of us, we had to depend on favor. We had to, meanwhile, it didn't show in my body. You will never know if I didn't tell you. You know why? Favor has a way of making provisions where there is none. Favor has a way of telling a young man, you have left home with wrappers, but you can come into a room and incidentally enter into a room when there were foams. In that room, we had up to four rooms. No boys was there, four rooms, four foams. That was how I began to sleep on foam. First of all, that was the first miracle. Somehow God paired me with some roommates who also have sense. That was how I began to have some things to eat first, surviving first, while we are going through school. Should I talk about service? When it was time to serve, favor also created a room for me. I served in Benin and I lived in GRA Benin. Sir, in those days, I cannot afford that place. It's not possible. Favor too. It was while we were singing in the choir. The young man that was singing tenor with me. Suddenly, I told him, my brother, I don't know where they go from here. The guy said, no problem. That's, he has somewhere. And that was how I became his roommate. And he gave me payment plan for me to pay my own 70,000. I think, no, the thing was 120. Yes, 120. So he told me I can pay 50,000. I said, he said, you'll be paying. You gave me payment plan. That was how I was able to. do my service here. Anyone struggling financially here, struggling to pay fees, struggling to get jobs, struggling to get contracts, whatever the struggle, by favor you are distinguished.
Amen.
I said by favor you are distinguished.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Favor ensures that a person is well resourced and does not leave a place or season empty-handed. Favor ensures that you have enough that you need per season. Number three, favor creates divine protection and defense. Favor creates divine protection and defense. I don't have time, but you can study Psalm 89, 20 to 24. Favor surrounds the believer like a comprehensive, all-covering shield against harm and adversity. Favor ensures that a believer, they said, oh my God, a lot is, I don't know why the Holy Spirit reminded me of what happened in school. I just entered, I don't think I've even stayed 3 days, when suddenly I saw where some of these boys came to waste someone's life. That was my first experience. I saw the big man in the pool of his blood. Ah! I said, what is this? So favor ensures that when stray bullets are going, it doesn't touch you. Because the Bible says it surrounds us like a shield. It surrounds you like a shield. It ensures that evil of the day doesn't touch you. Remember, I talked about favor with God. It ensures, for instance, during COVID, it ensures that you are sleeping like a baby. Some of us, I don't know about you, some of us, COVID looked at us, checked us. You know how a dog will come and sniff you? You know how dogs do? Sniff you. I knew COVID was sniffing. After the COVID finished sniffing, what happened? He walked away. He said, not this one. This one's blood will not be able to walk. That's favor. So those days, we realized that I couldn't perceive something. My wife could not taste. We were in the house. Something was burning. We didn't know that. Something was burning. And yet, we didn't notice the... When we were looking at the TV and seeing people, they said this one has COVID, and they were shaking. I said, is this the same COVID that... Every sickness under the sound of my voice, every oppression in the dream, every demon of depression in your life, by God's favor, that yoke is broken right now. I said that yoke is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Number four, favor bends rules and policies. Favor bends rules and policies. I'm discussing functions and benefits of favor. Rules and policies are very good. Very, very good. There are many things the policy says. Very, very good. And that is the way things should be. But I'm saying when it is time for favor. Do you realize, like I said last week, that Joseph, or before Joseph got to Egypt, there had never been that position before. Are you aware? So the reason why you think you cannot amount to much in your life is because you have checked it physically. You've seen how, if I'm going to get to this point, see the levels. I say no, therefore it's not possible. No. So for Joseph's sake, they created a position for him. And when he was done, that position closed. I was a young boy who just started banking. I'd not done up to 2-3 years when I was studying scriptures one day. And by revelation, my heart was pumped. I think it was Luke 1 verse 35. There shall be a performance to them that believe of those things said of him. The way my heart was pumped, I wrote it down. To become a branch manager before 33 or something. I wrote it there. Sir, in my branch, we had at least 6 people before me. the line, if you want to follow that order, the line six. So I knew that this one will not be possible, but I actually wrote it because I was inspired. On the wake of my 32nd birthday, I was made a branch manager. The moment it was announced, I rushed to my dad where I wrote it, checked. Because I remember praying and I checked. And I noticed that what I put there, if the dad still exists, is to become a branch manager before 33. And God brought it to pass before 32. I don't know who is here, who is trusting God for something. In your interactions with immortality, he has given you a word. And you're already wondering, how will it come to pass? I came to prophesy upon you. It will come to pass. You are not shouting like you believe it. I said it will come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said it will come to pass. I said it will come to pass. The Holy Ghost said, I should tell you. He said, you will know that you are the one I'm talking about. That he gave you something that you wrote down in the last 4 years. You wrote it 4 years ago. I don't know what it is. And it looks to you as if it will not happen anymore. He said, I should tell you that it will still come to pass. I said, it will still come to pass. In the name of Jesus. How? By rules and regulations bent for you. It's not possible that at that age you will do that. It's not, normally it's not possible. But because his word has said it, on that day nobody asked what is your age. On that day they didn't ask what is your level. On that day, because the word of God stood fast. I've said it several times, where my wife currently works is a Lagos State establishment. It's Lagos State. On a norm, because I also know how my state operates. I can't imagine Nuhu being a lecturer in the university I finished from. I can't imagine it. Honestly, I can't imagine it. I had an Adeola in my class. I mean, in my roommate. So I saw him. But I can't imagine it as for a lecturer. I think as students they could, but I don't know how it worked for lecture. I don't know, honestly. So that you don't say it's about one part of the country. No. But the word of the Lord told us in 2023, early 2024, that you are going back to the class. That's what the Lord told us. On the day they were about to give that appointment, the person authorizing it said, Chukwu. Just like they said, Joseph, this is Egypt. The rule is not that we shouldn't have a non-indigene become a prime minister in Egypt. How many of you get what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So what he did, he now asked a question. Everyone in Egypt, I'm about to break the rules and regulations. If anyone has any other person that can take this position, produce that person now. Sir, I perceived that thing was on for 7 days. Nobody could produce another person. Let me tell you what favor does. Favor goes to create a problem only you can solve. Only you. Anybody who can solve, show up. Nobody show up. They said, the guy kept on announcing, there is a notice, 7 days notice. Show up. Show up. Nobody could show up. Why? Favor created that position. I don't know who I'm talking to here, but this looks like a prophetic service. It's not a normal service. Favor will create rooms for you. I said, favor will create rooms for you. When I was getting married, usually your parents should support you when you're getting married. Is it not? It's not the right thing to do. I was waiting. Of course, I knew that my parents didn't have that much to support me. One of those days, I was just sitting down in the bar thinking. Clothes versus, a lot of things were going through my mind. How will this happen? My dad walks into the room and says, my son, I know that you expect us to give you, but we don't have much. But I have something to give you. He says, this wedding will happen and you will know that your father serves a living God. That was the gift he gave me. Sir, the places people supported me for my wedding, I didn't expect it. When the wedding was done, we had more than enough. We didn't owe a single dime from any living mortal. Why? Favor brought men who usually I don't even really know. As a banker, I was expecting some people. You know how you think this man go, if he give me some, if this man if he cut check for me. God made sure those people disappointed me. You know why? So that my eyes can be steady looking. Sir, as I was looking, favor was coming from one man after supporting me, still gave me another gift. I said, okay, but he said, no, you need to take this. He still gave me another one. Anyone here who has a project and you are wondering how will it be done? In the name that is above every other name, favor will compensate you. In the name of Jesus. Favor brings acceptance and honor among adversaries. Favor brings acceptance and honor among adversaries. Favor grants positive reputation, respect, and likability, even in the presence of critics or enemies. If you look at Exodus 11 verse 3, Moses and the Hebrews gained high regard in the sight of the Egyptians. Exodus 11 verse 3.
And the Lord gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt.
Moses became great in a strange land. I don't know who is here and you are wondering, I'm not an indigene. I'm not qualified for it. I came to prophesy over your life. That is how you will know. God has done it in my own house. So I tell you what I'm aware of. I've touched it. I worked in a Yoruba bank in quotes. I excelled there as if it didn't happen. All this one, they don't like me because I'm not from their, listen, forget all those things. If favor rubs on you, they will create space for you and promote you. Anyone who is going through any kind of oppression, hard life, because you are in the midst of enemies and critics, from today, the oil of favor will distinguish you. I said the oil of favor will distinguish you. You will be accepted in the name of Jesus. Finally, before we pray, ease and accelerated breakthrough. Favor brings ease and accelerated breakthrough. Psalm 44 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 44 verse 1 to 3. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, but by your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. Is an accelerated breakthrough. Do you think that Pastor Adeboye could have been able to plant all the parishes in RCCG? Do you think so? Are you aware that people buy properties, their own properties, and decide that only the deem will be taken? Are you aware? People by themselves, we finish building and bring it and come and submit and say, sir, take. Does it make sense? You've heard the testimony that I don't know when was that. After a particular 100-day fast, suddenly they appointed almost over 20 ambassadors, redeem members, 20. So as they were going to different countries, they were establishing redeem with pride. Are you aware that in every establishment today, if you want to do well, just identify, as they go RCCG, they will be opening doors for you. Are you aware? I'm telling you what I know. Listen, if you produce anything and only redeem members say they will buy from you, You have made it in life. I'm not joking. If only redeem say, we want to buy from you, only redeem say, buy from this man. Have you thought about who does all those headbands in redeem? Who does all those things? If they want to do it for the whole, even if it's only the choristers that bought it from you. Everywhere you have been struggling before now, by the virtue of the oil of favor, you will begin to enjoy accelerated breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Please be on your feet. It's the right time to stop. And I want us to pray two prayer points. I want to beg you, shout it like you understand what I'm saying. Shout it. Because you have seen what the oil of favor can do. It can bring you supernatural promotion and elevation. divine protection and defense. It can bend rules and policies. These are the ones I'm very much interested in. Lift up your voice and say, my Father. Ah, you are so quiet. Say, my Father. In the name of Jesus, grant me supernatural promotion and elevation. By your favor, open your mouth now. Open your mouth now and shout it. By your favor, I experience supernatural acceleration and promotion. Oh, by your favor, supernatural promotion at work in my business. Many of you are still praying like gentlemen and women. You are still doing it calmly because apparently you're already enjoying it, so it's not a problem. But for those who are desperate, this prayer is for you. By your favor, Lord. By your favor, Lord. In my career, lift me up. By your favor. In my office, lift me up, oh God. Lift me up, oh God. By your favor, lift me up. Lift me up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, lift me up, oh God. By your favor, lift me up. Ah, no answer. Is this how we pray? No. This cannot be how we pray. No. We cannot be praying this way. For those who are desperate, shout, oh Lord, make me promoted. Promote me by your favor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.